Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. Express whatever opinion you should happen to have on the or whatever topics you want. 603-283-6160. That's the call-in line. You can call in and talk about whatever, as I said. With you in the studio tonight, it's Aria, Bonnie, and Angie. I almost did it again.
Yeah, I heard it.
Angie, I think I called you. I don't
Angie.
Know.
Angie.
Anyway. Aria, Bonnie, and Angie, or Aria, Angie, and Bonnie.
That's easier to say.
I may flub that one less.
Yeah.
So it may not even be about Ian. It may just be the fact that Bonnie ends with E.
Yeah.
And that confuses my brain for whatever reason on a Wednesday after I've been already working for 11 hours.
Wow, we all have little, like, two-syllable names.
Aria's three.
Oh, yeah. But it's like the shortest one. I don't know. Anyways.
It is the shortest by letter, for sure.
I was going, Aria.
But before we got into that topic from the union leader that someone reminded me about, we were talking about China and Bitcoin and whatever China has done that caused this evident collapse in the value of Bitcoin, at least temporarily. I think it's gone back up. I think someone said it went down to 30,000, but it's back up to about 40,000 now. So it was a temporary crash. But, of course, 40,000 is still down from its all-time high of 62,000 or whatever. So it's all a matter of perspective and how you're looking at it.
We covered that CNN Business says that, according to CoinDesk, it plunged as low as $30,202. Bitcoin then recovered slightly, but was still down more than 10%, around $38,700 per coin, around the time of the New York Stock Exchange close. Alongside Bitcoin's fall Wednesday, several other major cryptos were down.
I'm not surprised. That's usually how it goes. When
right.
Bitcoin goes up, it brings the rest with them, and when it goes down, it drags down the rest with them. Or drags the rest down with them. It's usually less destructive with the others, though. They rise more slowly and they fall more slowly. Like Bitcoin jumping up to 62,000, it didn't bring Bitcoin Cash up to, you know, 5,000, but it did bring it up to like 1,300, and it also took a lot longer.
Mm-hmm.
So it will probably take a lot longer for this to affect the values of, you know, Monero and Bitcoin Cash and other actually useful currencies. Even Dogecoin is more useful as a currency than Bitcoin.
This says Ethereum plummeted below 2,000 per unit after trading above 3,000 on Tuesday before reclaiming some of its lost ground. Ether was down around 22% at nearly 2,600 Wednesday afternoon.
Good, I wish it was down 100%. I hate Ethereum.
The meme-turned-currency Dogecoin lost more than 24% of its value. Okay, but it just...
So what is that? What is 24% of 50 cents?
No idea. Don't ever ask me that again. I can't do that.
Like, it's got to be like...
14 cents?
Yeah, something like that.
Somewhere around there, somewhere.
I cannot do fractions, not even a little bit.
Maybe 16.
So Dogecoin is at like 36, 35 cents now?
I don't know. I got to look.
I haven't looked.
I mean, it's still a joke coin. I would also level that same criticism at Bitcoin that I leveled at the USD, that, hey, this joke coin is more valuable than you, or these two joke coins are more valuable than you. This joke coin is actually also more useful as a currency than Bitcoin.
I've heard that there's more US dollar in circulation than there is Dogecoin, which makes it more, you know, less of a joke than US dollars.
It's 31 cents.
But I haven't, like, verified that. Okay, 31 cents.
I don't know how much USD is actually in circulation. I think less than 3% of the total existing USD is actually money that's in circulation, and the rest just exists digitally.
Oh, my God.
So as far as digital currencies go, the USD is 97% a digital currency.
Then maybe I meant, like, issued. I don't know. This was like a tweet.
It's all very confusing. And who knows? Who knows what the numbers really are? When they can just create it out of thin air.
This says crypto trading platforms Coinbase and CoinDesk experienced outages as a result of the sell-off. Bitcoin was already dropping this month after Tesla CEO Elon Musk said he was wary of its environmental impact. But a new announcement from a trio of Chinese finance and banking watchdogs appears to have shocked cryptocurrency markets even more. The agency said Tuesday that financial institutions and payment companies should not participate in any transactions related to cryptocurrency, nor should they provide crypto-related services to their clients.
Okay, one more time.
The agency has said Tuesday that financial institutions and payment companies should not participate in any transactions related to cryptocurrency, nor should they provide crypto-related services to their clients in China.
Wow, that's pretty heavy-handed.
Yeah. So does that mean that still they can do it peer-to-peer?
That would be their only option.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Does look like that leaves that open.
But here in the United States, it's going the other direction where mm-hmm. banks and stuff like that are trying to get into cryptocurrency.
Yep. And they're trying to eliminate the little man.
Yeah. Like the Crypto Six.
Exactly.
This says, this is in a quote. Prices of cryptocurrency have skyrocketed and plummeted recently, and speculative trading has bounced back. This seriously harms the safety of people's property and disturbs normal economic and financial orders, said the statement from regulators supervised by the People's Bank of China and the China Insurance and Banking Commission. China's chilly stance toward cryptocurrency goes back 10 years, or not 10 years, sorry, just years. While the country doesn't completely ban cryptos, regulators in 2013 declared that Bitcoin was not a real currency and forbade financial and payment institutions from transacting with it. At the time, they cited the risk that Bitcoin could be used for money laundering, as well as the need to maintain financial stability and protect the yuan's status as a fiat currency. And that's in quotations. Protect the yuan's status as a fiat currency from Bitcoin.
I appreciate the honesty from the Chinese government. I wish the United States government was more honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the United States government, you know, they don't have the control over their people to ensure that Bitcoin is outlawed. In China, they kind of do have that level of control. But, I mean, if China wants to keep its people in an inferior currency, that's only going to hurt China and the Chinese people. And that sucks, considering it's not exactly difficult for them to just leave China. But if they're unhappy with it, I would suggest that they leave China.
Isn't China the same place that regulates how many children you can have? Am I right about that?
I've always heard that, but I've never looked into it to see whether or not it's true.
Definitely was for a time. I just don't know if it still is true.
Okay.
I mean, but the Chinese government has a very tight hold on its people.
Right.
This says members of the public can hold or trade cryptocurrencies, but major exchanges in mainland China have been shut down. Authorities in 2017 also banned initial coin offerings, a way for tech startups to raise money by issuing crypto tokens to the public. The growing crackdown may be in part to boost China's state-backed digital yuan initiative, which authorities are working to implement so it can keep money flows under its strict oversight.
Well, that makes sense.
What we're doing too, or what the United States is doing too.
Well, the United States appears to be willing to a degree to allow Bitcoin to peacefully coexist with it. But surely the people who are in charge here know that Bitcoin is superior to the USD in every measurable way. And that Bitcoin will ultimately win this competition between the USD and Bitcoin. Bitcoin probably won't win, but some other cryptocurrency mm-hmm. will, and it won't be the USD. So I imagine their plan, if they have a plan, to curb that is to set up some sort of gateway that controls the access of cryptocurrency for the average person, where instead of allowing peer-to-peer transactions, the United States government is a little bit smarter, and they're only allowing you to go through these licensed, regulated cryptocurrency exchanges. That way, they have these puppets who tell you how much cryptocurrency you can buy, when you can buy it, why you can buy it, and who can say, oh, why are you trying to withdraw this 0.07 Bitcoin? What is it that you're trying to purchase? You have to explain to us what you're trying to purchase, and we have to be sure that it's not drugs, it's not related to terrorism. And then, once we jump through all these hoops, we'll let you have your money.
That's why you need to get all your crypto now and put it through mixers. That's not financial advice. Bonnie Cruz.
And banks do the same thing. If you go to one and you try to withdraw your life savings, they'll tell you, oh, well, no, your money's yes. safer with us. Just leave it here. Why do you want to withdraw this money in the first place?
And what are you doing with it?
It's Free Talk Live.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You're welcome to call in, join the show, talk about whatever you want. 603-283-6160. With you in the studio, it's Aria, Angie, and Bonnie. And yeah, that is easier. That's right. Much easier. I'm limited basically to two main news sources as far as show prep goes, Fox News and MSNBC. I almost never check MSNBC anymore because it's just garbage. There's nothing interesting there. Fox News, it's proven to be much more reasonable, much more interesting, and much more worth talking about than anything I found at MSNBC. So today, by sheer coincidence, I happened to pull it up, and I found something that I couldn't resist clicking, and I haven't even read this, but it sounds like something I want that, you know, would be interesting. So forgive me if it's not. Why are sound wave attacks met with silence from American officials? It's long past time for the Director of National Intelligence to take the lead and establish a multi-agency task force under her command. Now, I disagree with that, but it is from MSNBC, and they're a totalitarian mouthpiece for the American government, so it's not surprising they want a centralized multi-unit task force to take control of something. Recent reporting has revealed that debilitating sonic frequency attacks against U.S. government personnel have not been limited to foreign locales. They're also happening here in the United States, including twice in Washington, against National Security Council officials.
When it says U.S. personnel, is it talking about government workers?
It is talking about government workers, yes.
Why would they attack their own workers with...
Well, it's not saying the U.S. government is doing this. Mm. It's just saying it's happening to U.S. government officials, and they need to look into why.
Okay.
In fact, this author seems to think that it's some other foreign government doing it, and the United States government needs to figure it out and retaliate or whatever. Recent reporting also indicates that attacks against U.S. diplomats abroad started earlier and occurred in more places than previously known. The men and women suffering from excruciating symptoms, not to mention their families, who have dedicated their lives to government service, deserve answers. I can't imagine what it must feel like to have dedicated your life to government service.
Must be honorable, I guess.
They probably think it is.
Right? That's exactly what they're... I've been doing my duty.
But so far, our government's public response to these sound wave attacks has been little more than the sound of silence. Until recently, we've known only that mysterious directed energy attacks began in 2016 in Havana and affected U.S. personnel assigned to Cuba and China. But reporting last week raised concerns that our government knows more than it has let on about how long these radio frequency attacks have been occurring, how many Americans have been affected, and in how many places. It sounds like conspiracy theory nonsense, but it's from MSNBC. According to a New York Times report, suspected attacks occurred as recently as this month, and some have resulted in debilitating injuries. In a report released in December, the National Academy of Sciences said a microwave weapon probably caused the injuries. Some officials believe a microwave or directed energy device is the most likely cause.
Now, what can you tell me what the injuries are?
There is a Havana syndrome. I can pull it up and see what these symptoms are.
It sounds like the brown sound from South Park.
The symptoms vary, but range from headaches to ringing in the ears, as well as hearing, memory, and balance loss. Some victims have suffered long-term brain damage. Even more disturbing, reports have trickled out that the CIA and Pentagon don't believe this is a naturally occurring illness. It's a deliberate act of aggression. But all of that's coming further in this actual article. But yes, it's headaches, nausea, loss of balance, loss of memory, and apparently permanent brain injury. Perhaps most alarming is the revelation that at least two episodes involving White House staff members, one in 2020 that affected a National Security Council official near the Ellipse south of the White House, and that is way too much detail about where this freaking person was standing, and another in 2019 involving a woman walking her dog in North Virginia.
That's so weird because at the beginning of this article talked about them being like people working abroad, so I thought this wasn't happening in the United States. If it's happening in the United States, how is it a government outside of the United States attacking these people?
I just picture somebody walking around with a microwave. You know, I'm coming to get you.
Well, we don't know how big these weapons would be or how complicated they would be to build in a home and, mm-hmm. you know, target it at someone. I have no idea. But they did start abroad, but evidently it's also happened to people who are physically within the United States.
Mm.
This news brings the specter of foreign adversarial actions to within yards of the White House. Oh, boy, they are scared. The Chinese are coming with their cheap Chinese microwaves to give you memory loss and a headache. We've also now learned that more personnel than previously disclosed have reported symptoms from attacks. Now, these symptoms are really vague. Loss of memory, dizziness, headache. If I experienced those, my first thought wouldn't be, the Chinese hit me with a microwave gun. In fact, if that was my first thought, I would think my true issue was dementia.
Yes.
And I mean, those memory loss, I'll give you, that's a pretty serious one. But headache and the dizziness, I have very low blood pressure. I'm dizzy all the time. I never sit around and go, wow, that felt like a microwave attack. How crazy do you have to be to get a headache and go, oh, this must be a foreign government. Foreign government gave me the headache. And this is from MSNBC. I'm not saying these things don't exist. For all I know, they do. But it seems strange that they're compiling these extremely generic list of symptoms and are saying these are the result of a microwave attack.
From all over the world, too.
Well, they started all over the world. Now they're happening in the United States. Oh, no. Our security personnel, counselor, whatever his name is, got a headache. It's the Chinese coming with their microwaves. I shouldn't have bought that microwave from Wish. That was the mistake. As the Times reported, the government initially asserted that 60 U.S. employees and their dependents were among those attacked. But now, thanks to journalistic efforts, we know that as many as 130 Americans, including the 2-year-old child of a military officer assigned abroad, have experienced symptoms. And again, those symptoms are like headache and memory loss.
And how do you ask a 2-year-old child, did you forget your bottle?
I mean, right. Do you have a headache, 2-year-old? What's a headache?
Is
okay, I'm putting you down. You got hit with the microwave gun. The new numbers reflect the addition of cases coming from Europe and Asia not previously shared with the public. CIA officers assigned to foreign posts are among those who required treatment at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center and other facilities. CIA employees appear to have been hit the hardest by the attacks, but representatives of the Department of State, Department of Defense, and other agencies are among the targeted.
Could it not just be some of the equipment that they have that's malfunctioning or something's going wrong, or isn't there stuff around them that's going to emit that stuff anyway?
Almost certainly, yeah. But no, it's clearly a microwave.
It's China and the microwave gun.
It's clearly a microwave gun.
Yeah.
I mean, they've laid out their case here. I think it's iron tight.
I think you're right.
The Chinese have developed a microwave gun that they're using to give us headaches.
To give 2-year-olds headaches.
Will someone please think of the children? Stop the microwave guns. Stop it before it gives you a nosebleed. 603-283-6160. What are your thoughts on this? It sounds kooky, but it's honestly from MSNBC. This is Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House has passed a bill to create a 9/11-style commission to investigate the deadly riots at the Capitol in January. The panel would be tasked with making recommendations for the Capitol's security and preventing another similar event. The bill is expected to meet strong resistance in the Senate, where Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Wednesday that he's against the measure. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his nation is determined to continue its operation against Hamas, despite a call from President Biden for a de-escalation of the conflict. The White House said in a statement that during the Wednesday call, Biden told Netanyahu that he expected a significant de-escalation today on the path to a ceasefire. But Netanyahu said later that he's determined to continue the operation against Hamas until its aim is met. Hamas has fired more than 3,000 rockets into Israel since the conflict began, with Israeli forces responding with airstrikes against Hamas military targets. This is USA Radio News. More on one of our top stories, as Egypt is the latest nation to call for a ceasefire as war rages on in the Middle East. John Clemens reports.
While a number of countries have called for a ceasefire, it now appears that the war has advanced to two different fronts as missiles were fired from Lebanon into northern Israel in the vicinity of Haifa. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has called for a forceful deterrence while trying to avoid civilian casualties.
There are only two ways that you can deal with them. You can either conquer them, and that's always an open possibility, or you can deter them. And we are engaged right now in forceful deterrence, but I have to say we don't rule out anything. We hope we can restore quiet. We hope we can restore it quickly. I want to say that we're doing that while doing our utmost to avoid civilian casualties.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You're more than welcome to call in and talk about whatever's on your mind, like this Chinese microwave energy gun. I actually looked ahead a bit, and they're not blaming the Chinese. They're blaming the Russians, who, despite all of their faults, just don't have the technological or the economic circumstances to actually pose any meaningful threat to the United States or its personnel. So I don't know why they're blaming Russia, but that's what the Democrats have always blamed, so that's who they're blaming for this. I don't know. I tend to think that if something like this was happening, it would be more likely to be Chinese agents, but I don't know anything about it. I don't even believe this is... I'm not sure I'm convinced that this is actually happening.
They haven't given enough examples of actual cases.
Well, I haven't. The author themselves actually did. A lot of the things I've been talking about have been hyperlinked, but that requires clicking them and then reading those for pertinent, relevant information and going, okay, well, here's this case here. And it's really hard to do that while talking and being live, considering I had never read this before. I just saw the headline and went, ooh, that sounds fascinating. Let's talk about that on national radio. Speaking of which, we got someone who's going to change the subject, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We open up the lines for you to call and talk on national radio about whatever matters to you. If you think that's important, you might consider joining the AMP program. You can find it at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. Because donations to the AMP program are used strictly to advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live. If someone needs a cup of coffee here on the show or something like that, it doesn't pay for that. It's just to advertise, market, and promote the show. So check it out. Derek, thank you so much. He's a gold-level amplifier. That means he chooses to give $10 per month to the AMP program. We don't ask that. All we ask is $5 per month, and you get a number of cool little benefits. But if you join, it should be because you value the ideas of liberty and Free Talk Live. Let's go to the phones. We've got David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Speaking of witch, I haven't practiced witchcraft in years.
Cool.
Yeah. So,
Thanks for the call tonight, David. No, I'm joking. I do actually want to... No, I was joking.
Do you sacrifice your goats?
Go ahead, David.
Right. I'll have to borrow somebody else's goat. Somebody got my goat, and I don't have one anymore.
Did the car thief steal your goat?
No, they missed the goat. They got the car, but they missed the goat. But I do have a bunny rabbit. And
it would have been a better story if they had stolen the goat. Like some people broke into my house and stole my goat.
But I am feeding corn chips to rabbits and Mexican ground squirrels at the moment.
That's awesome. Are you going to eat them?
Yeah. No, hell no. No, they're my friends. We don't eat our friends.
Perfect. I suspect there was some sarcasm in that, but if not, good.
Well, no, I'm not going to. No, these are my pets. They're wild, but they come in the house every day. I'm literally feeding them corn chips while I'm eating my own dinner.
Wow.
That is awesome, David.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's cool. It's fun. It's fun to have wild friends.
Yes, it is. Speaking of, are you coming up to Fort Fest June the 28th through July the 4th? Kidding.
Well, I'm not, but everybody else is.
You're going to miss out on a good time with all of our friends.
I am.
So what did you call it about?
Oliver? I was calling about the follow-up on Scott's conversation with you, and one of the things...
David, I didn't know you listened to the show.
I used to listen to, like, every minute of it for 3 hours. Now I listen to about half of it.
Cool. I didn't know you listened to any of it. That's news to me. So, Scott the Bigot.
So you were talking... One aspect you were talking about, in upsetting the setup, you were talking about the military, members of the military refusing, which is one of the things that I advocate. And when I run into government employees, including like cops, I have a conversation with them about how to upset the setup from within, without even quitting their job, how to derail the system. And a lot of them are receptive to it, and many of them are already doing it to one degree or another. And that's one of the things I alleged we need to do is, two things. One, if the powers that be, and I got to go back one step, otherwise it's not understandable. The government that we have right now is not the legitimate government. And I know that you, as a group, are down on our government. So am I. But one thing that eases that a little bit, that eases the sour a little bit, is that the people in our government now are not our legitimate government. And like I've said to Ian a number of times, if you actually had the government that was intended, and we don't want that either, but as compared to the one we have, the one that was intended is a lot less hard to deal with than what we have now.
How could I legitimately be controlled by somebody who was alive 250 years ago?
Well, you wouldn't be controlled by them.
Without agreeing.
I've
never agreed to it. Without me just agreeing to live like that, because I've never agreed to this.
Yeah, I wasn't addressing that question. All I'm saying is that if somehow, if we snapped our fingers and put witchcraft into it and got that government back, you probably would be a lot less upset with that government than you are with the current one.
Government wouldn't have kicked in my door and arrested me.
That's right. I doubt they
would. Well, then again, they probably would have. I mean, George Washington did start the war over the Whiskey Rebellion. This is one of the earliest things he did in office.
Yeah, but George Washington attacked civilians, so I don't really think that I would like him any more than I like any other government.
Well, they were far less oppressive than what we have now. For instance, what was the overall...
Not if you were one of the people he killed.
Pardon?
Not if you were one of the people he killed.
I'm not saying he was an angel. I'm comparing him to what you have now. And I was in one, for instance, is what percent of total wealth do you think they paid in taxes back then as compared to now?
Well, it was before 1933, so a lot less. But Why would I need to give away any of my money that I earned for myself and let some other group of people pay for it or manage it for me, ever?
I'll give you the hypothetical, David. The government that existed in 1778 would be a better, a less objectionable government than the one we have now.
Right. So that's what I'm saying, is that's a less objectionable. And also, but what I'm trying to add in is that the people that are, the powers that be, are actually illegitimate. They manage to weasel their way in and call themselves the government when they're not actually even legitimate. They've just used trickery over all of these years, decades, centuries in order to convince you that they are legitimate, and they are not.
Well, they're not legitimate in my eyes because I never consented to be governed by them.
Right.
That's what I was saying earlier. Like, none of this is legitimate. It's not legitimate to be controlled by other people you've never met.
Right. But we're talking about degrees. You know, they may have been, in 1776 or whatever, they may have been illegitimate in your eyes and controlling you in ways that they're not allowed to in your eyes, but it was far less oppressive than it is now. We agree on that, right?
Correct.
Sure. I just don't know what relevance that has to anything.
Well, it has lots of relevance because the great oppression that you have now that is far more than what we had then or our ancestors had then comes by way of people that are not our legitimate government. They have deceived you into making you and made you believe that they are, but they're not. They have
weaseled
their way in. Pardon?
Starting when?
It's a constant thing based on human nature. It starts, you know, if you fight a revolution and have complete freedom, moment one after you've won that battle, the powers that be set in trying to control you and take from you all over again. The fight never ends.
Yes, that's literally what happened in 1776. As we were just talking about, George Washington physically got on a horse and led an attack on some whiskey brewers or whatever who didn't want to pay a 3% whiskey tax. I mean, it began immediately after the successful revolution. So I don't know exactly what you were trying to get at, David, other than getting us to agree that, sure, less oppression is a little bit better than a lot of oppression. But that's kind of a given, and that doesn't make any amount of oppression.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. She Talk Live. In fact, hopefully next week we'll be doing this from my place because Ian will be out, which will mean that I won't be allowed to
get a banner yet.
Not yet. No, I got the font last night or the night before. Bonnie showed me how to find it, and I've already forgotten. So that's where I'm at on moving forward with that. But to be fair, some craziness happened. I think it was Monday night during the show, and then I spent most of Tuesday during the day, like 6 hours, trying to fix it before we ultimately just abandoned it because it's a monumental screw-up on the part of one party in particular, and I did what I could, but there's nothing to be done.
Can you describe the craziness, or probably not?
Not really. Okay. Not in a way that would do it justice, for sure. So, I mean, it was just a giant screw-up that I tried to fix, but it actually cannot be fixed. Ooh. So, abandoned that project, and then I came here to do the show. Then I went home and had to wake up for work at 9 o'clock this morning, so I haven't worked on anything that I needed to be working on. So, that's... Plus, Monday night, you know, Monday night, the craziness that was caused by this particular party was so crazy that I honestly forgot until I had been home for about three hours that someone had come by and shot two of the vehicles in front of the studio with paintball guns. That's how crazy Monday night was for me, that I just forgot that it happened until I was doing something. I was talking to a friend of mine. I was like, oh, yeah, that did happen, didn't it? It wasn't a targeted attack on the studio, though. Apparently, they did this in another neighborhood, and their Ring cameras, their Amazon Ring cameras, which I don't know why anyone would want that, but some people do, apparently, and all sorts of ADT security cameras caught the vehicles and the perpetrators and the license plate. That's why it hasn't been ongoing. I would imagine they said, hey, come clean this up and stop doing it, or we're giving this stuff to the police. But someone was going around Keene, some stupid teenager, presumably, with a paintball gun, or some college idiot about to graduate, shooting cars randomly with paintball guns that, you know, you can take a dry paper towel and wipe it right off. So, could have been worse, I guess. It's just very stupid.
When I was driving home from work only, like, 10 minutes before, I saw, like, a bunch of old people with their arms crossed and the cops standing there with their arms crossed just up the street. So I think that they did it up the street, too. Like, I saw the cop car there.
There's a car wash not far from here, by the way, if you ever decide to get that egg residue off your car.
Never. ever really going. My dog would lose his mind, and I have my dog with me literally 24/7. Because
if you went to the car wash, you would.
Yeah, he would be like, "What's happening to Earth?"
You should record it. That would be great.
That would be so mean.
So before we got into David's weirdness about the illegitimacy of the American government, which no one here really disputes, I don't care whether or not they're legitimate according to their own rules and their own standards and all of that, because I never agreed to their own rules and their own standards in the first place. Mm-hmm. That, to me, is what makes me illegitimate. But as far as I can tell, they got the votes from the people within their system that allow them to justify their rulership over the people who choose to be part of that system. I've never chosen to be part of that system. And before people go off with the whole, oh, well, why don't you just move to Somalia then? Well, there's no square foot on this planet that isn't claimed by one state or another, except Antarctica, which you're forbidden from setting up your own little free nation there in the first place by the United Nations. And I imagine if you tried to do that, you would run into some very powerful militaries very quickly that would say, hey, yeah, we also said you can't be here. So you're, again, still under the jurisdiction of a state.
That's because Atlantis is supposedly there.
Who says that?
I don't know, the internet.
Oh. But yes, every parcel of land on this planet is under the jurisdiction of one state or another, or a coalition of states working together. There is nowhere you can go to be free of the state apparatus, beyond which the state apparatus here in the United States, I've been here longer. If we want to play that card of this is the government because you were born here and this was the government, okay. But the U.S. government was born here when my great-great-great-great-great-great-whatever grandfather came here from England in 1620, predating the U.S. government by more than a century and a half. They're the ones who should leave,
mm-hmm.
Not me. But before we got into all of that, we're talking about these microwave guns that give people headaches, it would seem. Now, the author here actually did link to a few other news items. I'm not sure where they go, though, so I've been sort of hesitant to click them. Even I know, it's stupid. It's very stupid, but I prefer to err on the side of caution. I have no desire to be in jail. But a May 6th op-ed in the Washington Examiner lays out what may be the strongest case yet, that these attacks may have started much earlier than 2016, and that the most likely suspect is Russia. That piece details the accounts of retired National Security Agency officer Mike Beck and his colleague Charles Gubete, believed to have been the targets of Russian radio frequency attacks while traveling in a hostile country in 1996. Both of them suffered from early-onset Parkinson's disease, and Gubete died in 2013. So they got early-onset Parkinson's disease and said, oh, yes, we must have been hit with Russian radio frequency attacks back in the 90s.
Wouldn't it make more sense that in the 90s he was, like, having symptoms of something that eventually led him to have early-onset Parkinson's?
Most likely, but according to him, that something they were doing was being hit with Russian radio frequencies.
Did he start talking about that after the Parkinson's started?
I don't know, and the article isn't that clear. According to the Examiner, Kemp Insur, who was then the NSA's director of counterintelligence, told other NSA officials in 2016 of evidence that they were targeted by a microwave frequency weapon. The CIA, the Pentagon, and the State Department all have teams assessing the scope of these attacks and who is behind them. Yet there appears to be no centralized task force across agencies that shares intelligence and answers to one senior leader. Because that would be horrifying. I don't want the CIA, the Pentagon, and the State Department to join together on a task force. Last time they did, it led to a raid on the Free Talk Live studio. But it wasn't the CIA or the Pentagon, but you know what I mean. As described in a New York Times report, the Biden administration is trying to strike a careful balance between showing officials that they are taking the issue seriously and trying to keep panic from spreading either inside the government or among the public. On April the 2019th, Joe Biden's new director of national intelligence, Avril Haines, briefed Congress on the attacks, but she was light on details. It's long past time for the Director of National Intelligence to take the lead and establish a multi-agency task force under her command to identify the full scope of targeted microwave frequency attacks. Now, I did click some of these links because it's MSNBC, and most news articles usually just link back to news articles from themselves. And sure enough, that's the case here with at least the one I clicked. And it's like that over and over. It's just, this is a person who did a thing, and 15 years later, they had headaches. Now, they say that the head of the counterintelligence agency for the NSA presented some sort of evidence to someone showing that, but that's not reaching us. All I'm hearing is this person had early onset Parkinson's and was a former CIA agent and decided this was a Russian microwave gun that did it to him.
To me, it sounds more likely that, because I've heard of microwave gun attacks in the context of, like, being used against American citizens by the American government in all kinds of conspiracy circles in the past. To me, it sounds more like they're trying to cover those stories up by putting out these stupid Russia attacking people stories with microwaves that they can't even prove that anything about it. But it sounds like they're covering their own tracks to me, because microwave attack stories were always, like, when I used to hear about them.
And we got to remember things like MK Ultra and all of that sort of stuff, where if the U.S. government was going to reinvent a microwave gun or microwave weapon, whatever you want to call it, the first test subjects would unwittingly be the American people or the CIA agents.
They'll get you to sign off on it when you signed up for your iCloud account or something.
Or they would do like they did in MK Ultra and just, you know, kidnap prostitutes off the streets or whatever and subject them to horrific experiments. Let's see what happens. And that may sound crazy to say, but the CIA did this.
And admitted it.
Back in the 50s, and they've admitted it. So it's not surprising to me that, you know, they might do something like this. The energy gun, the energy ray, the death ray, as they call it, that the U.S. government is known to have that heats the surface of your skin to uncomfortably warm temperatures is non-lethal. But it'll make you drop whatever you're holding to get out of its way. I'm sure that was first tested on U.S. soldiers or CIA agents or whoever, probably not having any idea what they were about to be subjected to. It's a mess out there, and the American people and the people in the employ of the American government seem to be the American government's test subjects over and over throughout history. Thanks for listening. We're online in the meantime. Check us out, freetalklive.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.